Awesome. I love this moment with you guys. I hope you're enjoying it too. This is the third month, the third Sunday that we've done this special teaching moment with you children. And hey, Amelie, give me five. Awesome. Oh, even better. There you go. So this morning, you know, this is Communion Sunday, right? So I wanted to read you kids a page out of the Picture Bible. Do you guys have this Bible at home? If you have this Bible at home, raise your hand. I think you guys have. It's a wonderful Bible. So why don't you all stand up for a minute and crowd around me? I'm going to turn this way so you can see the picture of the page. And I just want to read to you the story of the Lord's Supper, of the First Communion. So you can come on this side too. And maybe the taller ones can get in back. Like Nathan, you're so tall, you can see right over everybody. Do you see? Well, figure it out. So can you guys see the page? This is the page I want to look at. Okay, here's Jesus, and here's his disciples, and they're sitting at tables that are set for a meal. In fact, they've already eaten the meal, you can tell, because most of the plates are empty. But now I'm going to read to you this page. It says, after Judas, the traitor, leaves, Jesus picks up a piece of bread, thanks God for it, breaks it, and gives it to his disciples, saying, this is my body. When they have eaten the bread, he offers them a cup. And he says to them, drink it, each of you, for it is my blood which will be shed to pay the price of your sins. After I'm gone, do this in remembrance of me. So Jesus makes a new covenant between God and Christians. As we take the bread and cup in the name of Jesus, we are reminded that God, through his Son, has delivered us from the slavery of sin. So that's the story of the First Communion. All right, can you guys sit back down, and I'm going to turn around and face the adults. I want to start today by talking to you guys about food. Since Jesus was serving food, right, at tables to his disciples, it was a Passover meal. We just had a huge meal just a couple weeks ago in all of our homes. What meal was that? Thanksgiving. Do you guys remember celebrating Thanksgiving? That's a very big meal. And we had that meal. Well, Jesus was having a very big meal with his disciples, Passover meal. So I want to talk to you guys about food, and we have this book in our home. Do you guys have, anybody have this book? Do you recognize? Nana does. In fact, this is Nana's copy, Hazel. This book was given to our daughter Thea from her aunt and her cousin in 1991 when she was 7 years old. Any of you guys? You got it at school. Do you know the title of this book? Can any of you guys read and tell me the title?
The Berenstain Bears and Too Much Junk Food.
The Berenstain Bears and Too Much Junk Food. Can you tell me what junk food is? Amanda, what is junk food?
Like candy.
Candy. Candy. And what?
Lollipops.
Lollipops. Did someone say most breakfast cereals? Oh, no, that was my wife. Oh, I'm sorry. What are some other junk foods? Any
cotton
junk?
Candy.
Cotton candy. Nathan?
According to the title and the picture, apparently whatever they're eating.
Whatever they're eating, yeah. Soda, sweetie soda, all that stuff. So that's junk food. What is the opposite of junk food? Amanda? Healthy food. Elias, what were you going to say? Healthy food. And what is an example of healthy food? Can you think of healthy food? Josh? Fruits? Nikki? Spinach? Elias? Broccoli? Actually, every one of you can say one healthy food, and you can repeat one that somebody already said. Well, cauliflower?
Apple?
Banana? Can you think of a healthy food, Sammy?
Vegetables?
How about vegetables? Do you think that's a good one, Sammy? Vegetables. Miles, what do you think?
Orange.
Oranges. Silas?
Orange.
Orange. Hayes, you said cauliflower, right? That's a pretty good choice. Ezra, how about you? What do you think?
Banana.
Banana? Amelie? Do you like healthy food?
Onions?
Do you like vegetables? You're not sure. That's okay. We're not either. Emerson, healthy food? What?
Potatoes?
Addie? Carrots? Josiah, can you think of a healthy food? Sweet potatoes. That's a very good choice. What? Blueberries. Oh, the antioxidant crowd right here. So why do we eat healthy food? Why do we eat healthy food? For why? So we can live. Why else do you eat healthy food?
To be strong.
Why don't you guys all do? Let's be strong together. Would you all stand up for a minute? Just stand up for a minute. And let's be strong. We're going to go like this. Why don't we face everyone so they can see us be strong? Just because, you know, they want to see this, right? You guys ready? On the count of three, Hazel, you face everybody. We're going to face the crowd. One, two, three. We're going to be strong. One, two, three. All right. Now you can sit back down. That's why we eat healthy food, to make our bodies strong. Now I've got a question for you. All right? Is there any food you can eat that will make you smarter? Well, does broccoli make you smarter? If we put you in a room all by yourself for 1 year, you got to think deep into this, Amanda, okay? And we fed you broccoli, she said carrots then. And I fed you broccoli and carrots the whole year, and that's all you did. Would you get smarter, do you think? You think you would? Well, you need more than food. Food makes your brain healthy, but it doesn't make your brain smarter. Oh, now you're cooking with gas. What did you say? Say it again.
Math.
She said math, right? You've got to do something like what?
Science.
Science. What else can make you smarter? I'm going to be shocked, but go ahead. Did you say worship? Workshops. He said workshops. That's awesome. So if you're going to get smarter, you have to eat something, but it's not really food, is it? It's like a book, right?
Reading.
About, what did you say?
Reading.
Reading. Yeah, you're going to read a book. Or you're going to go to school and learn from a teacher, or you're going to listen online to people teaching you things. So I just brought a book that was a book about marriage, okay? So if you wanted to get smarter as a husband about marriage, you'd read a book like this, and it would make you a smarter husband because you'd know how to better love your wife. And when we take a book and we learn from it, sometimes we use this word. We say we devour it. Do you ever say that? Oh, I devoured that book. I liked it so much. Or sometimes if you like something a lot, like a class in school, you might say, I just eat that up. Do you guys ever say that? Do you have a favorite subject in school? Like math, and you might say, I just eat it up. Because when we say we devour a book, do we mean we go like this?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Hazel, do you think I could eat the book?
Yeah.
Would that make me smarter? No, that would make me dumber, right? If I tried to eat the book. So sometimes we talk about eating, but we don't really mean eating, but we mean getting something that makes us stronger. And we use food as an example. So food actually makes our bodies stronger, but books and classes and school and teachers make us smarter. Now, what if we wanted to become more loving, more kind, more patient, more gentle, more thoughtful, more obedient to our parents, more full of joy? Is there any food that we could eat to do that?
Yes.
What? What food might you do? Carrots and broccoli seem to be universal solutions to the human dilemma, but actually they don't work. Because just like a carrot or broccoli won't make you smarter, eating food won't make you a better person. It won't make you a person more like God. But Jesus said to his disciples something interesting in the story I read to you. Hey, Hazel, do you remember what Jesus said in the story that I read to you? He said, take the bread. What did he call the bread? He said, this bread is my
body.
So do you think that Jesus wanted his disciples to come up and bite him like this?
No.
He didn't mean that, but he was using eating as an example of taking something in. But what was he giving them to take in? What would make them be the better people that God wanted them to be? It would be Jesus himself, right? So how do you think if going to classes and reading books and studying and all of that make you smarter, what kinds of activities could you do to make yourself, to become better, a better person, more like God? Elias? You can pray. When you pray, it's sort of like bringing God into your life, like bringing Jesus into your life, so that Jesus can make you strong, right? But strong in a different way. Strong in love. Strong in kindness. Strong towards your older brothers with love, right? Thank you. I love you too, Hazel. So what other kinds of food might you eat to make you more like God? Like that is a good person. Well, no, not food, not real food. We can pray. What are some other things you can do that are like food, but it's not food? Just like, pardon me? Make a card for God. Yes, you could communicate with God. You could express your love and your thankfulness to God. What else might we do to allow God into our lives, like we allow food into our lives? Nikki, do you have any ideas? Any ideas? Addie or Emerson, do you have any other ideas? Addie says you can read the Bible. You can ask your parents to read the Bible. You could say, you know, we need some spiritual food, right? We need to take in the things that God will use in us to make us more like God. So when Jesus said, when we come to communion, we say Jesus says that this bread is his body. Do you think this is actually his body? No, because when he was with his disciples and he said, this is my body, actually this was his body. But he meant that if they take the bread, it means that they're taking Jesus in. They're saying, Jesus, we need you to come into us, to forgive us our sins, and to give us new strength so that we can live for God and love our brothers and sisters and our mothers and our fathers, our classmates at school, and everyone else that God brings into your life. So do you want to get stronger like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Absolutely. Maxwell, yeah, we want to get stronger like that because we want to be the people God made us to be, full of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control, which you guys have exercised a lot of this morning. Let's give the kids a hand. I want to make a circle with you guys and say a prayer. Let's make a circle and hold hands. Can you hold hands? Stand up. Make a circle. Hold a hand. Hold somebody else's hand. Here you go, Amelie. You guys ready? Would you join us for a moment? We're going to pray together. All right. Father, we thank you that you give us food for our bodies to make us strong. We thank you that you give us food for our minds to make us smarter. Hey, stop for a minute. Hazel, Sammy, just stop for a minute. We thank you that you give us Jesus as real food that's not really food, but it's the type of thing that we take in by prayer and obedience, by studying and talking with others, by obeying and walking in your ways, by humbling ourselves and saying we need our God all the time, that allow us to become people who are like Jesus, who love God with all of our hearts, and out of that, love our neighbor as ourselves. So we thank you for that spiritual food. In Jesus' name, amen.